This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma.
I don't know about you, but I always enjoy those short, quick stories about stupid criminals. There was once a thief who broke into a house and saw a picture of Christ hanging on the wall. Before stealing anything, he took the picture down and turned it around so that Christ would not seem to be watching him. But guess what? His fingerprints were found on the picture frame, and he was caught and convicted of his crime. And so shall it be with each life. Each soul shall one day be convicted or redeemed by Jesus Christ. Which of these two will Christ do for you? Will he convict you of sin because you refuse to submit to his will as the Savior? Or will he redeem you because you willingly obeyed God's gospel and let the blood of Jesus free you from sin, washing it away in baptism? Friends, who can we blame if we are lost? Can we blame God the Father? No, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John chapter 3 and verse 16. John wrote, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14. Can we blame Jesus Christ, the Son of God, if we should be lost? No. Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." John chapter 10 and verse 10. He also said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke chapter 19 verse 10. If we should die lost, can we blame the Holy Spirit for withholding the truth from us? No, because Jesus made and fulfilled this promise. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever things he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." John chapter 16, verse 13. Who then can be blamed if we are lost eternally? Not God, for he gave his only begotten Son. Not Jesus, for he laid down his life for us. Not the Holy Spirit, for he gave us all things that pertain to the life and godliness. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. If we are lost eternally, we can only blame ourselves for not surrendering our lives to the Lord. He has made the supreme sacrifice by dying on the cross. He has become the head of the church, his spiritual body, to which all the saved are added, Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. And he has invited all to come to him. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. We also read in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Friends, God has made all the necessary plans for our eternal salvation, but we must respond to his invitation. We must let love motivate us to obey the commandments of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to become a Christian, or to return when we have gone astray. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Say, friends, at the great day of judgment, when the eternal destinies of every man and woman, of every boy and girl who's ever lived, will be pronounced, will Christ convict you of sin or redeem you from your sins? Isn't the answer really up to you? Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study his divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.